All right, Patriots, fire up those freedom juices. It's time for another episode of the Daily DOG Report, draining the swamp every single day, folks. I'm your host, Caleb, coming at you live from the swamp's edge.
Season 2, Episode 13, Lucky Number 13. Buckle up, because we're about to take you on a wild ride through the swamp.
It's March 2025, 11.43 p.m. Eastern Time, and we're ready to dive deep into the latest DOGE dirt.
And I'm Grace, here to help you sift through all that muck and uncover the swamp creature's dirtiest secrets.
That's right, Grace. And tonight, folks, we've got a real humdinger. DOGE is making headlines again. Some eye-popping claims about saving taxpayer dollars, a cool $115 billion to be exact.
$115 billion, wow. According to DOGE's X feed, these savings come from a few different places. Spending cuts, canceled contracts, and, oh, a whole lot of bureaucratic streamlining.
$115 billion, that's enough to buy every veteran a Tesla with enough left over for a lifetime supply of charging station snacks. Now that's what I call putting America first.
Now, Caleb, while that figure certainly grabs your attention, some folks on X are raising questions about its accuracy. There's chatter about potential errors and overlapping claims.
You know how it is, Grace. The swamp creatures and their media minions, well, they just hate it when someone shines a light on their shady dealings. They'll do anything to discredit DOGE and protect their precious gravy train.
And it's not just on X either. CNN, they also picked up on this, quoting some experts who are, well, a little skeptical of DOGE's math. They're calling for more transparency and a detailed breakdown of how DOGE arrived at that $115 billion figure.
Well, I say give DOGE a little breathing room. They've only been at this for, what, a few months? Overhauling a government bureaucracy as bloated and entrenched as ours, it's like trying to wrestle an alligator with one hand tied behind your back.
Okay. That's a colorful analogy, Caleb. But you do make a point. We need to give DOGE time to implement their reforms and track the results.
Exactly. Let's dig into some specific examples of potential waste and, well, questionable dealings that our sources have uncovered. First up, Planned Parenthood.
One source highlighted the fact that Planned Parenthood receives almost $2 million daily from U.S. taxpayers.
$2 million every single day. Well, think about all the good that money could do if it wasn't being funneled into an organization that well. You know,
this funding level, highlighted by Source X, really reveals how much debate exists around government funding for organizations involved in politically sensitive issues.
And it gets worse, Grace. That same source claims that Planned Parenthood uses some of those taxpayer dollars to support anti-Trump picks and politicians. Talk about biting the hand that feeds you.
It certainly raises questions about, you know, how those taxpayer funds are being utilized and whether those uses align with the values of the American people. Remember, folks, the swamp creatures hate transparency.
They thrive in the darkness.
Where they can quietly line their pockets with your hard-earned money.
That's why we're here to shine a light on their shady dealings and make sure every taxpayer dollar is accounted for. So with that said, let's jump right into today's swampy news. First up, we've got a potential bombshell that's sure to send shivers down the spines of those tax and spend liberals.
Oh, this is a good one. You ready for this?
Hit me with it.
President Trump has a plan to waive all taxes for Americans earning under $150,000 a year? You heard that right, folks. No more taxes for the hardworking middle class.
Now that's what I call putting America first.
Yeah.
Imagine no more IRS breathing down your neck, no more filling out those complicated tax forms, just pure, unadulterated financial freedom.
Hold on there, Caleb. It's not quite that simple.
Yeah.
There's a catch, and it's a big one.
Always a catch, right? Okay, lay on me. What's the fine print?
This tax plan kicks in only after the federal budget is balanced.
The balanced budget. The holy grail of fiscal responsibility that those swamp-dwelling politicians love to talk about but never seem to achieve.
It's a tall order, that's for sure. Balancing the budget would require some serious belt tightening, some tough choices, and a whole lot of willpower to resist those tempting pork barrel projects.
You think those career politicians in Congress have that kind of willpower? The same folks who can't resist slipping in a few million for their pet projects, even if it means adding to the national debt? I wouldn't hold my breath.
It's definitely a challenge, but hey, if anyone can drain the swamp and balance the budget, it's President Trump. He's a businessman, not a politician. He knows how to get things done.
Doesn't play by their rules. He's not beholden to special interests or lobbyists. He answers to the American people, and he knows they're tired of being taxed to death.
This tax plan, if implemented, could have a massive impact on the economy. Imagine all that extra money flowing back into the pockets of hardworking Americans. They could invest it, start businesses, create jobs, and boost the economy like never before.
It's the American dream unleashed. But you know who won't be happy about this? The liberals.
Oh, they'll be throwing a hissy fit. They'll be clutching their pearls and wailing about fiscal irresponsibility and tax cuts for the rich.
You know they'll be calling for higher taxes on the wealthy, even though the wealthy already pay the lion's share of taxes.
They'll be demanding more government programs, more handouts, more welfare.
More regulations. More bureaucracy, more control over your lives.
They just can't stand the thought of everyday Americans keeping more of their own money. It goes against their socialist ideology. They want to redistribute wealth to create a society where everyone is dependent on the government.
Except for them, of course. The elites, the coastal liberals, the Hollywood celebrities. They'll be just fine sipping their lattes and lecturing us about the evils of capitalism.
Meanwhile, the rest of us will be enjoying our tax-free income, building a brighter future for ourselves and our families.
That's the America we want to live in. An America where hard work is rewarded, where success is celebrated, and where the government gets out of the way and lets the people prosper.
It's the American dream, pure and simple. And we're not going to let the liberals take it away from us.
Speaking of taking things away, let's talk about another topic that's got the swamp creatures riled up. And it seems like they're determined to inflict as much pain as possible on the American people, all for political gain.
They claim it's about funding for their pet projects, but we all know what it's really about.
Power control. And a deep-seated hatred for everything President Trump stands for.
They want to obstruct his agenda, undermine his presidency, and ultimately drive him out of office.
They can't stand the fact that he's draining the swamp, exposing their corruption, and putting America first.
They're terrified of DOGE, of the movement that's empowering everyday Americans to fight back against the swamp.
They know that if DOGE succeeds, their days are numbered.
So they're pulling out all the stops to try to shut us down, to silence our voices, to keep the American people in the dark.
But we're not going to let them win. We're going to keep fighting. Keep exposing the truth. Keep draining the swamp.
Because we know that the future of America is at stake.
And we're not going to let the swamp creatures win. Maybe they're starting to realize that they can't control the narrative anymore, that the American people are waking up to their lies and their corruption.
That DOGE is empowering people to see through the smoke and mirrors and demand accountability from their elected officials.
Whatever it is, it's clear that the Democrats are scared. And they should be.
Because DOGE is coming for them.
And we're not going to stop until the swamp is drained.
Now let's shift gears for a moment and talk about another swampy topic, the Department of Defense. Specifically, their spending habits.
Ah, yes, the Pentagon.
Yeah.
That bastion of bureaucratic waste and inefficiency. You'd think that an organization tasked with defending our nation would be a little more careful with taxpayer dollars.
You would think so, wouldn't you? But unfortunately, that's not always the case.
Yeah.
Get this, in 2022, the DOD spent over $400 billion on military contractors. That's nearly half their entire budget.
$400 billion? That's enough to buy every American a lifetime supply of coin. Seriously, though, what are they spending all that money on?
Well, a lot of it goes to these giant defense contractors.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that build those fancy fighter jets and warships. And let's be honest, some of that spending is probably necessary. We need a strong military to deter our enemies and protect our interests around the world.
I agree. I'm all for a strong national defense. But $400 billion on contractors, it just seems like there's a lot of room for waste and abuse there.
There definitely is. And that's why we need to keep a close eye on the Pentagon's budget and make sure that every dollar is being spent wisely and efficiently.
I couldn't agree more. Those fat cat contractors are lining their pockets while our brave men and women in uniform are left to deal with the consequences of their shoddy workmanship.
It's a disgrace. We need to demand better from our elected officials. They need to hold these contractors accountable and make sure they're delivering quality products at a fair price.
Absolutely. We can't afford to waste a single dollar on defense, especially when our national security is at stake.
Now, speaking of wasteful spending, this next story is sure to make your blood boil. We're talking about Planned Parenthood, that bastion of abortion and leftist activism.
Ugh, don't even get me started on Planned Parenthood.
They know.
They're a disgrace to this country.
I know, right? It's sickening to think that our taxpayer dollars are funding this organization that's actively promoting the killing of innocent babies.
And it's not just abortions. They're also pushing a radical sexual agenda on our children, teaching them about things they have no business knowing at such a young age.
It's an outrage. They're trying to indoctrinate our kids to turn them against their parents and their values.
And the worst part is that they're getting away with it. They're receiving millions of dollars in taxpayer funding every year, and no one seems to be doing anything about it.
Well, actually, there is someone who's trying to do something about it. General Mike Flynn, a true American hero, has called for arrests after an email surfaced showing instructions for USAID employees to shred documents.
USAID. What do they have to do with Planned Parenthood?
That's a good question. USAO is the United States Agency for International Development. They're supposed to be helping developing countries, but it seems like they've been caught up in some shady dealings.
Shady dealings? Like what?
Yeah, we don't know all the details yet, but it seems like they may have been funneling money to Planned Parenthood or other leftist organizations. And they were trying to cover their tracks by shredding documents.
Wow, this is big. If this is true, it could be a major scandal.
It could bring down some very powerful people, people who thought they were above the law.
Well, I hope they're wrong. Because if they're not, heads are going to roll.
That's right. No one is above the law, not even the swamp creatures.
We'll keep you updated as this story develops. But in the meantime, let's take a break from the doom and gloom and talk about something a little more positive.
Sounds good to me. I could use a dose of good news right about now.
All right, then. Let's talk about the DOGE clock. Remember that beautiful symbol of our swamp draining progress?
Oh, yes. The DOGE clock. A beacon of hope in a sea of corruption.
Well, guess what? It's still ticking upward. Over $203 billion saved so far.
That's amazing. It's proof that our efforts are making a difference. Every dollar saved is a victory for the American taxpayer.
And a defeat for the swamp creatures. They hate it when we expose their wasteful spending and hold them accountable.
They're used to operating in the shadows where they can quietly line their pockets with your hard-earned money. But DOGE is shining a light on their shady dealings, and they're starting to feel the heat.
They can't hide anymore. The American people are waking up and they're demanding change.
And that's what DOGE is all about, empowering the people, exposing the truth, and draining the swamp.
Now, speaking of swamp creatures,
right.
Let's talk about the USAGM, the United States Agency for Global Media. Remember that fancy new building they leased in Washington, D.C.?
Well, yeah, the one with all the Italian marble and waterfalls. I can't believe they spent taxpayer money on that.
I know, right? It's like they were trying to create a palace for themselves, a monument to their own ego and extravagance.
And let's not forget the price tag, nearly $250 million.
For a 15-year lease. It's like they were trying to blow as much money as possible before they were out of office.
Well, it seems like the new administration is taking a much more fiscally responsible approach. They're committed to canceling wasteful contracts, downsizing, and making sure taxpayer dollars are used wisely.
It's about time. We need more people in government who are willing to stand up to the swamp creatures and fight for the American people.
Absolutely. Now, let's circle back to something that gives us hope, the DOGE clock.
Ah, yes, the symbol of our swamp draining progress. Over $203 billion saved so far.
It's a testament to the power of the people and the effectiveness of holding our elected officials accountable for their spending.
And a big shout out to all our listeners who are part of this movement. You're the ones making a difference, folks. Keep sharing the message. Keep supporting the cause.
Your support is what fuels this operation and allows us to keep fighting the good fight. We'll be sure to keep our listeners updated on any developments in this story.
You got it. To delve even deeper into the swamp. Next up on our Swamp Creatures Safari USA, remember that bombshell Mike Benz dropped on X about their $5 million grant?
Yes. The one involving George Soros's Open Society Foundation and those NGOs in Macedonia.
Macedonia. You know the swamp is deep when they're funneling money to a country most Americans couldn't even point to on a map.
Right. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, they're responsible for administering civilian foreign aid and development assistance. In this instance, they provided a grant to Soros's Open Society Foundation, which then used the money to fund various NGOs in Macedonia.
And what were these NGOs doing with our hard-earned tax dollars, Grace? Training Macedonian citizens in protest tactics based on Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. Can you believe
it? Yeah. This raises some important questions about the vetting process for grant recipients and whether USAID is properly overseeing the use of taxpayer funds.
I feel like they're using our money to export radical leftist ideology and stir up trouble overseas. And then they wonder why the world thinks America is going crazy.
It's definitely a complex situation, Caleb, and there are multiple perspectives on, you know, the role of foreign aid and the activities of organizations like Soros's Open Society Foundation.
Well, I, for one, am not buying it. And it looks like Congressman Tim Burchett agrees with me. He had some choice words about why the Democrats might be trying to shut down the government again.
Congressman Burchett, he believes the Democrats are trying to inflict pain on the American people just to score political points.
And more importantly, he thinks they're terrified of what DOGE is uncovering. He even said, and I quote, "They're getting too close to home." What do you think they're so scared of, Grace?
It's difficult to speculate, Caleb, but Congressman Burchett's statement definitely reflects a broader concern among some that DOGE's investigations may be revealing some, well, uncomfortable truths about how certain government agencies operate.
Uncomfortable truths. More like criminal conspiracies. And let's not forget about those allegations of document shredding at USA. General Flynn, he called for arrests after that email surfaced. The one instructing employees to destroy documents. What are they trying to hide, Grace? What are they so desperate to cover up?
The timing of these alleged actions, it certainly raises questions and adds to the suspicion surrounding USAID's activities.
And the swampy shenanigans don't stop there. We're diving deep into the murky waters of government spending, and we've been discussing DOGE's efforts to drain the swamp. But their focus goes beyond those, you know, big ticket items. They're also looking into those seemingly smaller expenditures, those grant payments.
That's right. DOGE just rolled out a new rule, and this rule requires every federal agency to justify each and every grant payment. No more rubber stamping, no more blank checks.
This new rule really signals a shift toward increased transparency and accountability, ensuring that those, you know, taxpayer dollars are going exactly where they're intended.
You know, it's a fundamental principle of fiscal responsibility. You don't just throw money at problems and hope they'll magically disappear.
Right.
You scrutinize every single expense, every program, every dollar.
Right. This new rule is a step in the right direction for sure. It's forcing agencies to, like, critically evaluate those grant programs and then provide justification for each expenditure. No more funding for gender studies in the Himalayas or interpretive dance therapy for bureaucrats. Or at least, let's hope not.
Well, hopefully not, Caleb. But speaking of questionable spending, DOGE is also taking a closer look at the Small Business Administration, the SBA.
Oh, yeah. This one's a real head scratcher. Apparently, they've been giving out loans to kids, like actual children.
Multiple sources have picked up on this story, including the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. Some of these loans were going to borrowers as young as 11 years old.
11 years old? What kind of business is an 11-year-old running? A lemonade stand empire.
It definitely raises some serious questions about, you know, oversight and due diligence within the SBA. Like, how are kids even getting approved for these loans in the first place?
It sounds like a breeding ground for fraud and abuse.
Yep. Well, the SBA is cooperating with DOGE's investigations, so let's hope we get some answers soon.
It boggles the mind, Grace. It makes you wonder how much waste and corruption has been happening right under our noses for all these years.
Yeah. It's a stark reminder that we, the people, need to hold our government accountable and demand transparency. You know, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
That's where DOGE comes in. They're the watchdogs, the swamp drainers, the champions for, you know, the taxpayer.
And they're facing pushback, Caleb. We've talked about the skepticism around their $115 billion savings claim, and there's a broader debate surrounding DOGE's transparency.
Right, Grace. Politico published an article calling for more detailed information from DOGE about how exactly they calculate their savings.
It's a fair point. If DOGE is going to make these claims, you know, they need to be ready to provide the data to support them.
But Elon Musk isn't backing down. He went on X to defend DOGE, praising their work and promising a comprehensive report soon.
He's certainly not one to shy away from a challenge.
Yeah.
And he knows the importance of, you know, a public opinion.
He's a master communicator, that's for sure. He knows how to connect with people and explain complex topics in a way that everyone can understand.
Right. That's essential in this fight. We need to rally the American people behind DOGE's mission.
We need to expose the waste, the corruption, the bureaucratic bloat that has been holding this country back for far too long.
We have to demand better. Better government, better spending, and better outcomes.
DOGE is showing us that it's possible. They're proving that we don't have to accept the status quo. We can drain the swamp one bureaucratic monstrosity at a time.
Yeah, it's a fight worth fighting. And it's one we can win.
Okay. Now, speaking of transparency, let's shift gears for a moment and talk about another example of government waste that's been making headlines. The USAGM's lavish new building.
Oh, man, that thing is a monstrosity. Italian marble, waterfalls, bridges to nowhere. It's like they raided the Treasury and went on a spending spree.
And for what? A building that most Americans will never even set foot in. It's an insult to every hardworking taxpayer who's struggling to make ends meet.
And don't even get me started on the price tag, nearly $250 million. For a 15-year lease, it's like they were competing for the Swamp Creature of the Year award.
You know what really gets me about this whole thing? They already had a perfectly good building that they could have renovated or updated. But no, they had to have the latest and greatest, even if it meant sticking taxpayers with a ridiculous bill.
It's classic swamp creature behavior. They're so out of touch with reality, so used to living high on the hog, that they don't even think twice about wasting your money.
Well, luckily, it seems like the new administration is taking a much more fiscally responsible approach. They're committed to canceling wasteful contracts, downsizing, and making sure taxpayer dollars are used wisely.
It's about time. We need more people in government who understand the value of a dollar and who are willing to fight for the American taxpayer.
Absolutely. Apparently, right before the Trump administration took over, the USAGM made some last-minute changes. Changes that seemed, you know, designed to make it harder to track where the money was going.
This lack of transparency, it extends to, you know, contract modifications, with potential attempts to obscure spending practices from the incoming administration.
Sounds like a classic swamp move. Obfuscation, delay, deny. Anything to protect their little fiefdoms.
Yeah. It highlights how entrenched these interests are and how difficult it can be to, like, enact real change within these large government agencies.
But DOGE is on to them. They're shining a light into those dark corners of the bureaucracy, exposing the waste and corruption for all to see.
And those entrenched interests, they're definitely feeling the pressure. They're scrambling to hide their actions as DOGE continues to investigate.
DOGE is relentless. They won't stop until that swamp is drained dry.
This commitment to accountability is evident in their actions and in the increasing number of whistleblowers coming forward.
Speaking of draining the swamp, and for once, the good guys are winning.
But the fight's far from over, Caleb. Those swamp creatures, they're cunning and resilient. They'll keep trying to find ways to feed at the trough of taxpayer dollars.
That's why we have to stay vigilant, Grace. We need to keep up the pressure on DOGE. We need to keep demanding accountability and transparency.
And we need to support them in their mission. They're fighting for us for a more efficient and effective government.
And this administration is working hard to drain it.
DOGE is a key instrument in their efforts to combat government waste and inefficiency.
They are definitely a force to be reckoned with.
And they're only getting started.
We've covered a lot of ground today. We've examined DOGE's claims of those huge savings, their aggressive approach to contract cancellations, and their new regulations to curb waste.
We've discussed the pushback they're facing, the skepticism surrounding their efforts, and accusations of, you know, smoke and mirrors.
But we've also seen the evidence, that DOGE clock ticking ever upward, those reports of questionable spending, and those brave whistleblowers stepping forward.
DOGE is making a difference. They're holding the government accountable and fighting for the American taxpayer.
And we're here to amplify their message. We're here to spread the word about the vital work that they're doing.
We're the voice of the people demanding a more efficient and effective government.
A government that works for us, not against us. Now, before we move on, I want to circle back to something that gives us hope at all this swampy mess, the DOGE clock. Remember, that's the symbol of our progress in draining the swamp, tracking all the taxpayer dollars that have been saved from the clutches of wasteful government spending.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? A shining beacon of hope in a sea of corruption.
It is indeed. And guess what? It's still ticking upward. Over $203 billion saved so far.
That's incredible. It just goes to show that we can make a difference when we stand together and demand accountability from our elected officials.
And a big shout out to all our listeners who are part of this movement. You're the ones making this happen. Keep sharing the message. Keep supporting the cause.
Your support is what fuels this operation and allows us to keep fighting the good fight against the swamp creatures.
Speaking of fighting the good fight, let's revisit Congressman Tim Burchett and his cryptic comment about the Democrats wanting to shut down DOGE because it's getting very close to home. What do you make of that statement?
Well, it's certainly open to interpretation, but one way to look at it is that he's referring to DOGE's growing influence and its ability to expose the swamp. The more successful DOGE is at highlighting government waste and holding politicians accountable, the more uncomfortable it becomes for those who benefit from the status quo.
Makes sense. The swamp creatures don't like it when their cozy little world is disrupted. They're used to operating in the shadows, spending taxpayer money with reckless abandon and facing no consequences. But DOGE is shining a light on their shady dealings, and they're starting to feel the heat.
It's like a pack of rabid raccoons caught rummaging through the garbage. They're not happy about being exposed, and they're going to do whatever they can to silence the watchdog.
But we're not going to let them, are we?
Absolutely not. The DOGE movement is too strong, too determined, too passionate about draining the swamp and restoring America to its former glory.
We're the voice of the forgotten Americans, the ones who are tired of being taken advantage of by a corrupt and self-serving government.
We're not going to back down until the swamp is drained, the corruption is exposed, and the American people are back in control of their government.
Whistleblowers play a crucial role in exposing corruption and holding the powerful accountable. We can't let the IRS silence those who are brave enough to speak truth to power.
We'll be sure to keep our listeners updated on any developments in this story. It's definitely one to watch.
You got it. Now that's all the swamp we can handle for this segment, folks. But don't worry, we'll be back after a quick message from our sponsors to continue our deep dive into the murky depths of Washington, D.C. Welcome back, Patriots, to the final stretch of the daily DOGE report. You know, wading through the swamp can be exhausting, but sometimes you stumble upon a glimmer of hope.
A sign that the fight for fiscal responsibility isn't a lost cause.
You got it. And today, that glimmer comes in the form of terminating contracts.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those 239 wasteful contracts we talked about? The ones with a price tag of $1.7 billion? Well, they're gone. Kaput sent, packing back to the swamp from whence they came.
That's a victory worth celebrating. It shows that even in that vast bureaucracy of government, waste can be identified and eliminated.
You know, it makes you wonder what those contracts were even for in the first place. I mean, with that kind of money, you'd think they'd be funding something important like securing our borders or rebuilding our infrastructure.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But knowing how the swamp operates, it was probably something ridiculous, like a study on the mating habits of socialist mosquitoes or a grant to develop gender-neutral pronouns for government drones.
Probably not far off. But hey, at least that money's no longer being wasted. And that's what the DOG clock is all about, isn't it? Tracking those hard-earned taxpayer dollars that have been saved from the clutches of the swamp.
Every tick of that clock is a reminder that we can make a difference. When we hold our elected officials accountable, when we shine a light on their shady dealings, we can actually force them to be responsible stewards of our money.
It really is a beautiful thing. And speaking of shining a light, let's circle back to Congressman Tim Burchett's intriguing comment about the Democrats wanting to shut down DOGE because it's getting very close to home. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, it's definitely a cryptic statement, but I think it speaks to the power of the DOGE movement. We're exposing the swamp, holding the powerful accountable, and they're starting to get nervous.
They're used to operating in the shadows, but DOGE is shining a light on their corruption, and they don't like it one bit.
They're like cockroaches scattering when the light is turned on.
They thrive in the darkness, but they can't stand the scrutiny.
That's right.
And we're not going to let them hide anymore. The DOGE movement is too strong, too determined to drain the swamp and restore America to its former glory.
Who are the voice of the forgotten Americans, the ones who are tired of being taken advantage of by a corrupt and self-serving government?
We're fighting for a better America, an America where hard work is rewarded, where freedom is cherished, and where the government serves the people, not the other way around.
That's a vision worth fighting for.
It certainly is. And that's what the Daily DOGE report is all about. We're here to expose the truth, to hold the powerful accountable, and to give a voice to those who have been silenced for too long.
We're a community of patriots united in our love for this country and our determination to make it great again.
And we're not going anywhere. We're just getting started. So stay tuned, folks. The swamp is vast and murky, but we're not afraid to dive in and expose the creatures lurking within. The American people, they're waking up. They're seeing through the lies and the propaganda. They're demanding accountability and transparency.
The rising demand for accountability, it really reflects a growing awareness among citizens of the need for responsible stewardship of those taxpayer dollars.
And DOGE is delivering. They're shining a light into those darkest corners of government, exposing the waste and corruption for everyone to see.
DOGE's commitment to transparency, it serves as a model for increased accountability and responsible governance.
This is a fight worth fighting. And it's a fight we're winning.
DOGE is demonstrating that we don't have to just accept the status quo. We can demand better from our government.
We can have a government that is efficient and effective and accountable to the people.
And we can drain the swamp, one bureaucratic monstrosity at a time.
So what's the takeaway from our DOGE deep dive? What does it all mean?
It means that change is possible. Mm-hmm. It means that we, the people, we have the power to hold our government accountable.
It means that we don't have to settle for waste and corruption and bureaucratic inefficiency.
It means that the swamp, it can be drained. And DOGE is leading the charge.
We've only just begun to explore this complex, fascinating issue. There's so much more to uncover, so many more questions to ask.
But one thing is clear. DOGE is making waves. They're challenging the status quo, and they're making a difference.
Stay tuned, folks. This is only the beginning. The fight to drain the swamp is far from over.
But with DOGE on our side and with the American people standing strong, we know that victory is within our grasp.
And remember, folks, if you have any tips, any leads, any juicy swamp gossip, send them our way. We're here to expose the truth, no matter how deep it's buried.
We'll continue digging and questioning and fighting for a better, more efficient government.
And don't forget to subscribe to the Daily DOGE Report for your daily dose of swamp-draining news and analysis. That's all for today's episode, Patriots. But remember, the fight continues. Stay vigilant, stay informed.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight.
This is the Daily DOGE Report, signing off. God bless America. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay engaged. Drain it dry. God bless DOGE, and God bless the swamp drainers.